It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
Oh yeah, Funk You Tuesday.
Nice. I'm digging the music tonight. It is a Funk You Tuesday on the Darren Copeland Experience. Here on Mile High Sports Radio. Remember, if you've missed any part of our show tonight or any of our other shows, you can go to audioboom.com, type in the Darren Copeland Experience, and you can find all of our episodes back to back. Listen to us and learn to love us. It'll be the best part of your day. Also, you can get us on the Mile High Sports mobile app on your phone or tablet, or you can listen to us stream us
easy
live.
Easy for you to say. Jeez.
Stream us live at milehighsports.com.
Wow.
I know.
Fumbling, stumbling, bubbling.
Well, I spent the last few minutes, so I was a little distracted, because I spent the last few minutes making up a song that I think we could teach people to sing at Bronco games. It's a tribute to the Broncos.
Okay.
It celebrates the fans.
Okay.
And takes a swipe at our rivals.
Okay. I'm in.
Aren't you glad you're a Bronco fan, living in the best state in the land. God made sunsets because he's a Bronco fan, too.
I got a question.
Yeah. The tune can be changed.
No, that's fine. Not all Bronco fans live in Colorado.
Well, I know, but this is for people who do.
Why don't we just say, you know, in Bronco land?
Aren't you glad you're a Bronco fan, living in glory in Bronco land?
Yep.
I like that. God made sunsets because he's a Bronco fan, too. So to hell with you, Chiefs and Raiders, F you.
I like the last one.
All right, I know. The first part, you know, the first part is slow, but it builds to a crescendo at the end.
It certainly does. And you could just have everyone yell, F you!
Yes. I like it. It's short and simple.
Did you get Chargers in there?
I did not, because they've been irrelevant.
No one cares about the Chargers.
They've been irrelevant.
But you probably do need to, because if you're going to do this for just more than 1 year.
Yeah, they might be good again someday.
So the last thing was, and to the Chiefs and the Chargers and the Raiders, F you. There you go. There's the final one. Boom. Finished. Boom. Let's do something else.
Hell to the Chiefs and the Chargers and the Raiders, F you. It takes it out of rhythm a little. We'd have to work on it, tinker with it a little.
Well, don't say hail. Just say to the Chiefs and the Chargers.
I didn't say hail. I said, go to hell, Chiefs and the Chargers.
No, just say to the Chiefs and the Chargers and the Raiders, F you.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Just, okay. Right. Okay. I like it.
Dude, done. Boom. Finished. Ah!
I like it.
Zip. Done. Cha-ching.
Is this your way of saying you want to move on from the Broncos?
No,
song?
I just crushed that thing. I finished the song for you.
You did. I know. Now we need to write it down, record it, and pass out lyrics at Bronco games at the gate.
In 20 years, it could be a hit.
Yeah. I mean, it's never going to be a make those miracles happen, but it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be sung at the stadium and give it more of a college feel.
I'm a little concerned about the orange. You're glad you're a Bronco fan.
Oh, come on. It's cheesy, but it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a little cheesy. Orange, you're glad you're a Broncos fan. Living in glory in Broncos land.
Mm-hmm.
God made sunsets because he's a Bronco fan, too.
Yes. To the Chiefs and the Chargers and the Raiders, F
you. Come on, man. That's not bad. I like it.
Yeah.
We can work on the tune.
Can we start playing that like in all hours at the Mile High Rate? We got a song, a Bronco song.
We can work on the tune, then record it. You have like a guy on a banjo in the background with maybe a washboard.
We could get Steve Martin to do it.
There you go. He could do all the parts. No, he would not. I think he's
I do know a person
who plays banjo or ukulele.
Banjo's maybe. Better.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Ukulele, you have to sing with a high voice.
No, you don't. Ooh. Just because what's-his-name did does not mean you have to. You can sing any voice with a ukulele. Trust me, I've done it.
Can you play the ukulele?
I cannot, but I have some friends who do. and I will occasionally go sing with them.
Do you know the only thing I know about it? Do you know the only thing I know about a ukulele?
What?
My dog has fleas.
Okay. MDHF.
No, my dog has fleas. That's how the four chords should sound on a ukulele when they're in tune.
Oh.
My dog has fleas. Probably not like that.
I didn't know that. Interesting. I kind of want to learn how to play the ukulele because there's a song that I've always wanted to sing, and Steve Martin actually sings it. It's the I Know song. I know that you will be. And he plays it on the ukulele. Plink, 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 which is kind of how ukulele sounds.
Yeah, I don't know.
So we probably shouldn't do our song, our Bronco song, with ukulele. Fair enough.
With like, how about with the Colorado Symphony Orchestra, baby?
Well, if they'd be willing to do it for free.
Pretzels, baby!
If they'd be willing to do it for free, absolutely. But again, remember, people will be singing this at the stadium, sans instruments. We'll just be using our full-throated voices.
Well, no, they'll play it on the big screen.
You don't need, but see, you don't need instruments. If it's like, do soccer fans need musical accompaniment when they sing their songs?
Well, for like, you know, Blue is the Color, yeah, that's recorded music.
Is that like a trumpet fanfare? Bum,
yeah,
kind of,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. All right, well, we could get it done. I mean, I know a lot of musicians.
I just want to hear like a cool song of that.
Like a cool song of
the
our
one
new,
we just wrote,
Bronco
yeah.
Song?
Yeah.
Like a lounge version?
Oh, totally would be great. How about a rap version?
Oh, can you do a rap version of that?
I'd need to look at the words. So we'll have to
Aren't
write.
Aren't you glad you're a Bronco fan? Living in the glory in the Bronco land.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. Keep going.
God made sunsets because he's a Bronco fan too. To the Chiefs and the Chargers and the Raiders. F you!
Drop, 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 chicka, 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 womp, chicka, womp. Chicka, 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 chicka.
You can tell that we're older white men.
Hey, listen.
When we start rapping, we immediately go to the beatbox, which hasn't been around in rap for like 30 years. Like, when's the last time a professional rapper actually had a beatbox on their song?
I don't know, but I would love to see it. I think beatboxing is one of the most underappreciated types of singing there is.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I just, and honestly, if they brought back, like if Jay-Z did an album and had a beatboxer on it, he'd kill.
Like some guy from the Fat Boys?
Right, yeah. Just bring him up, have him do some background beatboxing. All these kids today would be like, what is that? Like it would blow their minds.
Wow.
Yeah.
He can do that with his mouth?
Right?
I
could never do the beatboxing, but I just remember when I was a kid and seeing it on MTV.
Yes.
It was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen and heard.
Beatboxing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my goodness.
I wonder if there's like a beatboxing Hall of Fame.
No. I think they just put them in the R&B Hall of Fame.
They're not R&B.
Well, rap, I think rap falls under R&B. Unless rap has its own, like, other Hall of Fame, which they could. I don't know. I'm not
Maybe
up.
In like Atlanta.
I'm not up on the...
The Hip Hop Hall of Fame.
Is that a thing?
No.
Is hip hop and R&B, are they two completely different things now?
Yes.
No. See, I don't know. I don't know these things.
Hip hop's more like spoken word, man.
Okay. I don't know the intricacies of these things. I just...
Well, R&B is like singing.
I love R&B.
Hip-hop's not singing.
I feel like there's some singing in hip-hop.
Sometimes, but it's...
They do a lot of sampling.
Rapping.
A lot of rapping?
Yeah.
So that's all hip-hop?
Yes.
Okay. Because I've been told that hip-hop is more of a culture type of thing. R&B
all music
is
a culture.
Well, see, but R&B is really more of a style of music.
No, but it's a culture. It's like the sophisticated sort of adult contemporary.
Oh, don't diminish.
No, no, no,
don't
no.
diminish
I
R&B.
I am not diminishing R&B. But
you're making it sound very uncool right now.
Oh, no, but no, it's not. It's more for adults. It's not necessarily like teeny bopping.
Okay.
Hip-hop's definitely anger-er.
Anger-er.
Angrier.
That's how we do this on the show.
I'm angrier.
I start the first half of this segment by completely fumbling all over some word, and then Darren ends the segment
angrier.
By not understanding how to conjugate angry.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, if you missed it, we just created a new Bronco song that everyone's going to be singing at Mile High Stadium within the next few years.
I invented a million-dollar idea.
What?
Well, I'll tell you after the break.
All right. Can't wait to hear
it. It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.